A reading from the book of Tobit. Grief-stricken in spirit, I, Tobit, groaned and wept aloud. With sobs I began to pray. You are righteous, O Lord, and all your deeds are just. All your ways are mercy and truth. You are the judge of all the world. And now, O Lord, may you be mindful of me and look with favor upon me. Punish me not for my sins, nor for my inadvertent offenses, nor for those of my ancestors. We sinned against you and disobeyed your commandments. So you handed us over to plundering, to exile and death, till you made us the talk and reproach of all the nations among whom you had dispersed us. Yes, your judgments are many and true, and dealing with me as my sins and those of my ancestors deserve. For we have not kept your commandments, nor have we trodden the paths of truth before you. So now, deal with me as you please, and command my life breath to be taken from me, that I may go from the face of the earth into the dust. For it's better for me to die than to live, because I have heard the insulting calamities, and I am overwhelmed with grief. Lord, command me to be delivered from such anguish. Let me go to the everlasting abode. Lord, refuse me not, for it is better for me to die than to endure so much misery in life and to hear these insults. On the same day at Ephata in Media, it so happened that Rechol's daughter Sarah had also listened to abuse from one of her father's maids, for she had been married to 7 husbands, but the wicked demon Asmodeus killed them off before they could have intercourse with her, as it is prescribed for wives. So the maid said to her, "You are the one who strangles your husbands. Look at you. You have already been married 7 times, but you have had no joy with any of your husbands. So why do you beat us? Is it on account of your 7 husbands because they are dead? May we never see a son or daughter of yours." Now the girl was deeply saddened that day, and she went into the upper chamber of her house where she had planned to hang herself. But she reconsidered, saying to herself, "No, people would level this insult against my father. You had only 1 beloved daughter, but she hanged herself because of the ill fortune. And thus would I cause my father in his old age to go down to the netherworld laden with sorrow. It is far better for me not to hang myself, but to beg the Lord to have me die, so that I no longer live to hear such insults." At that time, she spread out her hands and, facing the window, poured out her prayer. "Blessed are you, O Lord, merciful God, and blessed is your holy and honorable name. Blessed are you in all your works forever." At that very time, the prayer of these 2 supplements was heard in the glorious presence of Almighty God. So Raphael was sent to heal them both, to heal the cataracts from Tobit's eyes, that he might again see God's sunlight, and to marry Rechol's daughter Sarah to Tobit's son Tobiah, and then drive the wicked demon Asmodeus from her. The word of the Lord. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. In you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let my enemies not exalt over me. No one who waits for you shall be put to shame. Those shall be put to shame who heedlessly break faith. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are from of old, and your kindness remember me because of your goodness, O Lord. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, and his brother must take his wife and raise up the descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her. And Jesus said to them, are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. For as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled. The gospel of the Lord. So in the long first reading, we sit there and see two people who are depressed, and both of them want to die. Right? It's like, oh, these are great people to be around, I'm sure. But so one wants to kill herself, the other guy, just kill me, God. It'd be better if I don't live. Now, both of these people, of course, when you put it in the context of the gospel, isn't the way God wants us to live. He didn't grant their request now, did he? Okay, you can both die. Die. He sent the archangel Raphael to heal them. That this God of ours is a God of life, is a God of healing. He doesn't want us to waste our time focused on ourselves and saying, I just want to die, I can't handle the insults. Kill me now, God. Really? That's not a life lived. That's a life where we only focus on what's going wrong. Both of these people had great things going on for them. God heard their prayers. But our prayers got to be, that's an Old Testament with no hope in the book of Tobit. We are people who believe in the resurrection. We are people who believe that Jesus Christ doesn't live up there somewhere and doesn't only live over there in a tabernacle, but Jesus Christ lives where? Inside of us. And if Jesus Christ lives inside of us, then we give him glory by living life to the full. First of all, our spiritual life, we live life completely. We receive him in the Eucharist. And the Eucharist today will give you life. That's all we are talking about, the God of life. So if we follow a God of life, do we truly live life? Or are we, nobody here watching, complainers that complain about always what's wrong and all this and all this, and people just love to be around us? Are we life givers? Or are we death blowers? Be a life giver and a life liver. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and pray.